Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. So, a lot of times, you know, people ask me, especially after having written, you know, Stanley and everything, A Diary of a Hot Mess, they always ask me, like, well, how do you deal, you know, with your demons, and how do you, you know, how do you combat them? People can sit there and act like, you know, oh, no, I don't know people that live like that. Shit, yes, you do. You just probably don't talk to them. And that's okay. But I would like to acknowledge my hood roots whenever I can, because sometimes we can end up back there and not want to be there. I am not a peacock. I'm more of a shark. So I don't need to flaunt my feathers and, you know, fucking walk around and act like, you know, this is fit to happen and I'm fit to do this. I don't like the fit to do. I'm more of a, I did this shit, I'm a shark, I laid in wait, I'm a night feeder, I waited, I came at y'all at an angle, and I ate your fucking face. I ate your whole life, and that's what I did. Because if I have to tell you, one of my things is, if I have to tell you I'm coming, if I do tell you I'm coming, I'm already here. Your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott.
Hey y'all, I'm here. April 7th, 2016. I'm reporting live from Houston, Texas at the chat room. Definitely got to say thank you to Eliana, the bartender here at the chat room at in Houston, for making these Diablo margaritas that are made with cilantro and jalapeno. Obviously, I need it because today, it was a joyous day. Tell the Truth Tuesday, Boo Boo Kitty. But those of you that are not familiar with the show Empire, Boo Boo Kitty was Lucius's girlfriend when Taraji P got out of prison. You know, so for part of my son's birthday gift, he wanted to see his dad. And obviously, I'm not a parent that tells their child no too much, especially when it comes to things like travel and education and seeing loved ones. But about 3 weeks ago, we went to go visit my grandmother, which would be my son's great-grandmother in Pittsburgh. She was not well. And I have this thing with death. Like, I just really, it's not, I don't glorify it. I don't, I try to live well while people are on earth, and I try to make sure that you know that you're appreciated and that you're loved while you're on earth, so that I don't need to fairly do all the hemming and hawing at a funeral or jump on your casket or, Lord, don't take them, Jesus. You know, we did the same, my brothers and I, when my father passed away, you know, 15 years ago. We said our piece, you know, the week before, week and a half before he passed. And then when he passed, we laid it to bed. You know, my brothers and I, one of my brothers has a matching tattoo with mine, which actually, believe it or not, looks a lot like the Six God symbol from Drake. So I didn't sleep last night. I got up, you know, constant updates with my grandmother, you know. But last time I saw her, and I spoke about this online, she's been through a lot. And her body was rejecting everything, and it just gets to a place. And I'm very, although I don't sit in church every Sunday, I'm very spiritual, and I believe that, you know, There's times when you have to step out of God's way, you know what I mean? And so how selfish of us to try to keep this matriarch, to try to keep this piece of our history, you know, alive, and she really needs to rest. And I have a lot of issue with people that choose to wait until death to show love. I try to show love for the asshole as I am, and I am a fucking asshole. People that I love, they know. There is never a question. There's motherfuckers in prison right now. They're like, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know she loved me. She might have stabbed me, but I know, you know, I know she loved me. But I put my son on a plane today with me, and this was going to be our vacation. You know, I've done well this year that I'm happy to be able to also go see one of my best friends in life, you know, my partner in crime, her dad. And I don't know if she understands how important it is, but, you know, people need to look up to people. And so, yes, I have, you know, my stepdad, which is my son's grandfather, but my son's father lives here in Houston. He's remarried, which is why this show was called Boo Boo Kitty. And he has a daughter, brand new little baby girl. And so when you have family dynamics like that, somebody has to put the weapons down. And so I said, I'll tell you what, I'll bring you down there because it's been quite some time since he's seen his dad. And he sprouted into this, you know, wonderful young man. And he sees his dad. And I got the call earlier that, you know, my grandmother was having the death rattle. And if you're not familiar with Southern women or what the death rattle is, that is when it's almost like an unconscious way of breathing. And what ends up happening is it sounds like a rattle because it's like the last bits of life. And you can read about this in several different books, Edgar Allan Poe, to be very specific. And so when I heard that, plus some of the other information that I was getting earlier in the week, I knew that we couldn't be selfish anymore with my grandmother that, you know, time. But I'm very confident and happy in the way that I was raised and in the way that she helped raise my mother and in the way that, you know, my mother took that and then that generation trickled down to us. So the importance of this trip was to also see one of my best girlfriends' father who had been very ill for the past few years. And I don't know if she knows how important this was to my son, that during the time that he was going through transplants and things like that, it's not healthy, nor is it safe to bring a minor, a young child, you know, which at the time my son is 9, 8, 9, and 10. And so now was a good time to go. And so he really, this is my son, boom, just wanted to see all his loved ones, you know, before it's too late, you know, before, you know, so we go and we see his dad and everything is great. I obviously hug Boo Boo Kitty. And that was about 2 p.m. this time. You know, it was a long flight. Mama hadn't slept in 24 hours, which is very common for me when I travel. I try to sleep on the plane. And but I knew earlier that it was bad. And I didn't want to ruin my son's day, you know, because this is yet another grandparent. This was actually his great-grandmother, which from the time that he can remember her has always been in a hospital. You know, there's pictures of him giving her hugs and kisses in the hospital, you know. And so we go to dinner or to lunch, you know, and his baby sister, my son's baby sister, sleeping, him and his father embrace. And it's remarkable how twin-like they look, from their mannerisms to their body language to their face to their hair. You know, Boo Boo Kitty gives me a high five. And, you know, we just, you know, sometimes somebody, and it's not even, you know, I hate when people say, I want to be the bigger person. I'm not the bigger fucking person. I'm a horrible person sometimes. But when it comes to my son and to my family, those are my weaknesses, which is why throughout Greek history and in many histories, when we talk about Greek gods or Roman gods, some of them did not want to reproduce because they knew that if they had no other weakness, that the children, the sons of these gods, would be their weakness. You know, you would always lay down your life for your children. And I think that that's how my grandmother lived, you know, which is why it's funny because I would get so upset. I'd be like, why y'all got my grandmother in these pictures with these velour-ass outfits on or with these sequin hats and shit, you know what I'm saying? And she's not about that life, you know. I said, don't you dress my grandmother up in no damn gold LA gear, you know, dancing sneakers and shit, send her out, you know. And so, you know, we watched her deteriorate over the years as well. And, you know, dementia being one of them. But here's what's funny. Every time, we would always bring my son because my son jarred some sort of memory for her all the time. Every time she would see him, she would go, Manny, 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 Manny. You know, and he would be tickled by that because he's like, you know, here she is asleep, will wake up out of her sleep just to address him and then go back into her state. So I had dinner, and then, you know, I'd already had a conversation with my auntie earlier, and then, you know, my family is going through stuff, and I prefer, because this is my grandmother, this isn't my own mother, they handle that shit. You know, certain things need to be done, and, you know, it's great to pray to our Lord, but at the same time, you got to get out there and you got to work. You know, there's death brings a lot of horrible shit out of a lot of people, good, bad, or indifferent. And that's why I just shut shit down. You know, I just shut shit down. I go in there and I clean shit up. If somebody need to be knocked the fuck out, then let's just knock them out then. And when I got the call in the middle of the day, which was a few hours after I talked to my aunt, I knew then, you know. So I declined. I left dinner with Boo Boo Kitty. They had gotten my son an extraordinary red velvet cake and, you know, a Houston Astros jersey like his dad's, and, you know, his sister, you know, was warming up to him, and there were two other kids there, the nieces, and it seemed like everything was going great, you know, and I was really proud of myself. I didn't, you know, there was no snide remarks taken at the table. We were at Kima Park, which is outside of Houston, about 20 minutes outside Galveston, and I just kind of had to get out of there. So, it's a bittersweet because, you know, you don't want to see your grandmother, somebody that, you know, used to rock the mink hat and the mink jacket to the floor in church on Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, to be deteriorated in such a place where, you know, all she could do is wake up, smile at you, and give you a fist bump. You know, I would never have imagined it to be that way. And so when you look at a situation like Boo Boo Kitty, you're like, really, what is there to be mad at you about? You know what I mean? Like, let's just move forward. And so I get the call. I call my my aunt back. And my grandmother, Audrey Mae Arrington, passed away today at 5:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so Ileana at the chat room here in Houston, Texas, where I'm at, has been so kind as to give me these brisket nachos as well as these Diablo margaritas. Just because it's one of the first times that I have a moment of solitude, and I speak a lot about solitude for the last 2 weeks because I really don't know what that is, like to just be somewhere by myself, you know what I mean, and not have a responsibility. I don't know what that's like. And I think that maybe my grandmother wanted to be in solitude, and I think that as children, because I lost my mother before my aunt and them did, you have to look at every single person in the family and say, what are you responsible for now? What are you to be trusted with as far as this legacy is concerned right now? And so I think the arrangements will be made next week. Obviously, I will go, but I'm not going to beat myself. You know, there's a lot of guilt. You know why motherfuckers be walking around guilty? Let me just be clear. For shit that they did not say or shit that they did not do. I do not live my life like that. That's why Tell the Truth Tuesday was so important, because I wanted it to be a field. How I wanted it to be was that people would just call in and say, you know what, I hate this bitch, fuck her, and the horse she rode in on, and I hope she get herpes in her eye. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I wanted the show to be, but I see that now a lot of y'all just like calling and listening to someone else, and that's okay if you're not ready to be public, but I want you to know that there is an exhilaration in being able to speak your mind and speak the truth, and it be just your truth. Who can disprove you on your truth? You know, they can't. And my grandma Audrey, man, let me tell you something. She, if it wasn't for her, there would probably be no me, because she's actually, you know, my mom, like that's her mother. So I just feel like, now I think people are starting to understand when I made the decision to ban certain people from my mother's funeral. One of them was my mother's biological mother. And the reason for that is because Audrey Mae Arrington was my mother's mother. That's the only grandmother I've ever really known. And so I have to learn to give zero fucks about people getting offended about shit that I say or do. You don't know the back history. Trust me, if I'm shunning a motherfucker, there is a very, very good reason. Yeah, I'm petty than a motherfucker like everybody else, but at the same time, I'm fair. I don't burn my bridges unless I'm standing on them. And I love to love people. You know, if I don't like you, it's not nothing wrong with me. It's something wrong with you that I don't like your energy or I don't like, you know. And so coming from a lunch where everyone's eating shrimp and, you know, my son is happy and he's got his, you know, his Christmas gift and he's singing happy birthday. And then we go on my Instagram, it's at miss.d.scott. And by the way, excellent show last night from STL. STL is a he's our West Coast affiliate. He's out in California. He just did some work on the Rough Riders remix with Dave Lowe from the game. Pictures are on my Instagram at miss.d.scott, as well as on my Twitter, which is at DMFST93. I think I retweeted one of them. But I definitely just want to point out for people, you know, this death is very bittersweet for me because I feel like now there's going to be some serious turmoil amongst my family, not me personally, but amongst my family, because people are not, you know, going to do what they're supposed to be doing. And I think it's going to fall back on some of the elders in the family. You know, I am the elder of my family, in my immediate family, you know. So I just feel like, you know, I'm hoping that my family will be able to sustain their matriarch being gone. My grandfather, it's been 11 years now, and I can always remember that because, again, it's what I call the circle of life. You know, right when he passed, he never got to meet his grandson, who was actually my son, who was actually his middle name is Philip, after my grandfather. My Uncle Dennis's real name is Philip, who Uncle Dennis is who I'm named after, as well as my Aunt Jennifer, because that was her middle name. And so I just, you know, I'm not one of the types that tells you to go home and hug a motherfucker a little bit harder or anything like that, but I definitely think that there is wisdom to be learned from our elders. And when we're not, listen, I absorbed everything from this woman, everything from her mannerisms to the way that she dealt with things to, I don't even know that I've ever even seen my grandmother raise her voice. That's some powerful shit. I mean, you got to admit, that's some powerful ass shit to not even raise your voice. People still want to respect you. Hitting my phone. But, you know, I definitely wanted to dedicate the show to my grandmother, because I feel like without her, my mother would have been lost. So you're talking about a woman that ran away from home and would go, you know what I'm saying, and would go over there. So I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm really bittersweet about it, and I'm hoping that my family, I'm hoping that my family is able to heal whatever generational curses and things that they have going on, because I'm not in a position to be able to retaliate because it's just my grandmother. And by the way, I am the eldest granddaughter of the family, and so I just want to make sure that my grandmother's legacy is carried out, hence why one of the characters' names in my book was actually changed to Audrey May. About 7-8 months ago, I changed it to that. But in ode to that, one of my son's favorite songs we didn't get to play the other day, as well as a throwback to my grandmother Audrey May's era, we're going to go ahead and play Howling Wolf. like I said, the show is dedicated to my Audrey Mays. And one of the funniest things, which is this is actually very funny. So today is a certain singer's birthday. And when I was on the road with Saladin over the summer, we went to Cleveland to see this particular performer. And on the wall, there was this picture of this black dog, and it literally said black dog. And just to give you some type of connotation as to how my grandmother was as she neared on, I take a picture of it and I send it to my aunt, and I'm like, yeah, tell grandma I said black dog. When she would speak about someone she didn't have, you know, any respect for. And unfortunately, he was married to somebody, you know, in the family. And literally, she would be out like a light. Literally, it was like some TV shit. And the minute that you would say his name, she would just wake up out of her sleep and go, black dog, I never liked him anyway. And literally would go the fuck back to sleep. But that's why for me, you know, it's just a little bit bittersweet because I won't have those funny moments again. And she would always see me, and she would have trouble remembering that my mother passed away. So when she would see me, because my mother and I look a lot alike, except I'm browner than she was, she would always, it was horrible, you know, because she would say, Sherry's gone, isn't she? And we would say, yeah. And then she would get so upset. And then, like, the next day, she would ask you the same thing. And so I can't imagine the personal hell that someone that has so much knowledge and so much wisdom to not be able to access it and to remember it. And so a lot of people have to remember that on social media, everything we put out there is for the world. And normally I don't make mention of death. I don't make mention of, you know, anybody giving birth. I don't make mention, you know, if I was pregnant and married, you wouldn't know for 10 years. My child would be damn near a Rhodes Scholar before you knew, you know what I mean? And even with Boom, people, you know what I'm saying, didn't know that I had Boom until his father came back over to the States. You know, we didn't do that until he was much older. But, you know, I'm just thankful for the time that I had her. I'm thankful that I utilized every minute of time that I had with her. And I think that people, you know, there's wealth in your elders. There really is. There's wealth in your elders. And I don't want my son to ever feel like he missed out on any of that wealth, because some of what my mother, which was his grandmother, and some of what his great-grandmother, Audrey, which is my grandmother, some of what they taught me is still instilled in him. You know, your napkin in your lap, you're being a gentleman, you know, you looking a certain way, your clothes fitting properly. There's a certain way you speak to people. And so I'm just very blessed that I had my grandmother for as long as I did. And on that note, I'm going to end this show. Again, you know, it's a circle of life. You know, on one hand, I lost my grandmother today, but on the other hand, my son gained a little sister, somebody that he really feels, you know, responsible and connected to. So in some ways, not that it's my daughter by any means, but in some ways, that's my son's sister. So there's an overwhelming need for us as adults to put the petty bullshit aside and focus on the children, which is what a true matriarch does. And with that, I'm Dee Scott. Thank you, Eliana, at Tap Room for these Diablo margaritas. And I am Dee Scott, Tell the Truth Tuesday.